Simon, for a lot of that game, you must have been thinking you would get something from it, and then the last 16 minutes must have felt like an eternity.
Well, you summed it up pretty well, to be fair. I thought we started the game really well. I think we were on top and created some good chances, counter-attacked well. And then I think they scored against the runner player. I don't think Anders had had a serve to make first half. We obviously made sure that we said at half-time, keep doing the same things. Started the game really positively as well, second half. And then sort of lack of responsibility right the way through the team sort of has cost us, obviously, at 74 minutes. You never saw that game coming because, again, against a runner player, player doesn't take responsibility from a corner. They get the second, and then from then on, it was just like a kamikaze performance from the players. And it's a lack of responsibility. You've got to play with your head as well as your heart. You've got to make sure that you stay in games. And even at 2-1, we had a chance to get back into it. But then from then on, that last 15 minutes or so, it was just... We're throwing bodies forward when we didn't need to do. We're down to 10 men. You just sometimes got to accept that you're going to lose, but lose in a manner that doesn't affect you. And today, obviously, lack of responsibility, I keep using that word, has cost us. And how we've gone from being a decent team in that game today to losing 5-0, I'll never know.
As a manager, there's lots you are responsible for, but you can't be responsible for what happens on the pitch with a collapse like that. And I imagine you must have been a pretty angry man at the end there.
Well, we all take responsibility because it's my players and the team, but people can talk about systems, etc. But it's about players taking responsibility on the pitch. We can't stand with them and tell them what to do. We tell them enough information throughout in the week leading up to games. They've got to sort of stand up for themselves. There's players out there on that pitch today that have played 200, 300, 500 games, and they've got to drag the teammates even by the throat and at times to say, right, this is what we're going to do, and not be a soft touch, and then you don't get done 5-0. And we've never been by 5 since I've been here, and obviously it was a result that we didn't see coming. But it's not got to happen again, because it's certainly... hugely disappointed that we've, in the manner that we've lost the game today. That I think if you look at all the goals, that Brentford, to be fair, haven't had to work for any of the goals. They were given most of them, and ultimately when we're in the other end of the pitch, we've got to take the chances when they come along.
And especially frustrating that the third goal comes from a weak back header and the fourth's an own goal.
Yeah, again, that's taking responsibility and making the right decisions, but we're too open for that 10-15 minutes where we had to just suck it and accept what was going to happen. You lose a man again and use all his substitutions. We're still at 3-0 down. We're still trying to win the game, which is how often does that happen with 10 men against a good team? We've had some good results. So look, we've going to have to analyse the whole situation and make sure that it doesn't happen again, because it's obviously very sad and sickening that sort of this result has happened for us, because for large parts of the games we've been well and truly in it today.
So when Marnik went off and obviously you had to go down to 10 men, was that the point where you were saying to the players, look, it's probably not going to be our day, let's just make sure we keep it at 2-0?
Yeah, you take a back four, you take another bank of four in front and one up front, and you make sure you're solid and that you just accept it. Nobody likes to accept a defeat, but you've got to be responsible of how the game's going and make sure that sort of you analyse what actually can happen. And the players didn't do that. They still thought they could go and win the game. And it's obviously a massive learning curve for the players and everybody obviously in that dressing room at this moment in time.
Is it fair to say that the players have either now know or will know in short order what you feel about all of that?
Well, we've had discussions in the dressing room, as you can imagine, and we've obviously got a game on Tuesday against Bournemouth, which is obviously a tough task for us, but players will play, and we're going to make changes for that game anyway, and players will come into the team on Tuesday that have got an opportunity to stay in it for the Wigan game, which is our next league game and the most important game for us all. So players, as I said, supporters can look and talk about systems, etc., as we all can, but players have got to take responsibility of what they need to do on that football pitch, because I can't go physically out and stand them in a certain position. I can't make them go and do this, that and the other. They've got to be mature and accept what they need to do.
Just finally from me, you've had about 1,000 Preston North End fans come down the M1, the M6 today and really roar on their side as well. They were very noticeable in the second half. What would be your message to them?
Well, obviously, we apologise. Nobody likes to see that performance or that 15 minutes, not the whole up to then. As I said, we were very good and we looked like it's going to be a good away performance, and but for that crazy 15 minutes, it's looked like it's been an absolute shocking day. which it is, but if you see the bigger picture of it all, it wasn't as well. So obviously we apologised to them, spent a lot of money coming down here, and obviously we've gone from being very good the other night to being the other end of the spectrum today.